What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder, and the point of my entire platform is to bring awareness to this disorder and to also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder as well. So, today's episode is going to be about the narcissist hating you. When I'm doing my one-on-ones over Zoom and all that other good stuff, that's one of the most common terms that I hear from people. They say, I think the narcissist I was with actually hates me. And a lot of times, I agree with them. I was like, yep, they did. And I know that's not what a lot of people want to hear, but let me tell you why the narcissist hates you. It's not, I don't think that, like, sometimes the narcissist will hate you on a very emotional level, will hate your existence because they literally hate you and want to see you, they want to see you in the ground. You know what I mean? But a lot of times the narcissist hates you because of how you make them feel about themselves, how you make us feel about ourselves. I use them and our interchangeably, just when I'm talking. But the narcissist will hate you because how you make, you know, us feel about ourselves. Like, you become a mirror, like somewhat of a mirror to the narcissist. Like, you reflect back all the bad qualities that the narcissist has. They were like, you know, that we have shown you, because you know who, like, the people closest to the narcissist, you know who, you know, who we really are. You know, what we stand for. You know our tics. You know what triggers us. You know what it looks like behind the mask. So you have a power over the narcissist that the narcissist, like, that we absolutely hate. I, you know, remember, just like I said, when my wife used to go, we used to go places and stuff like that, and people be loving her and caring about her and stuff like that. She was so funny to everybody else, and people liked being around her. I used to hate that. Like, literally. It made me feel like crap. I'm like, this woman, like, literally makes me feel like crap. Because everybody else loves her because, like, she's just naturally lovable. I have to work hard for people to like me. I have to work hard to blend into environments and stuff like that. And here she goes just gallivanting around places. And I think internally I started to hate that about her. I didn't hate her. I hated that about her because she made me feel a certain type of way about, you know, myself. You know what I mean? I felt a certain type of way about myself because of, you know, the good qualities that she was exuding in public. People liked those good qualities, and people didn't necessarily like me. Maybe people like me. I have a good reputation, but when I'll go somewhere with her, she would get the attention. Attention would be, you know, focused on her more than it was on me. And, you know, the little narcissist, how the narcissist mind works. Like, we don't like that very much, now, do we? So in that situation, like, I think I used to look at her and just be angry. Like, I just remember just feeling just pure anger and just, like, disdain for her for absolutely no reason. And it's because, like, I remember in those moments, I just remember, she makes me feel like crap right now without trying. Like, she just naturally makes me feel like crap. And I just hated her for it. Like I said, I didn't hate her. I didn't hate her emotionally. I didn't want to see her put in the ground. Like,
another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Death or anything like that. I just hated how she made me feel about myself. So yeah, in a lot of situations, it is, you know, it does become true that the narcissist hates you because, you know, how you make them feel about themselves. Like, you might be the life of the party and people like you. People don't like the narcissist. And they punish, then they'll, like, because you can make us feel this way about ourselves, the narcissist will punish you for it. Over time, the longer you are within that narcissistic relationship, within that dynamic, the more insidious it gets, the more, you know, blatantly disrespectful they become. A lot of times, the passive aggressive behavior will, you know, elevate to active aggressive. You know what I mean? Sometimes people get physically violent. Not me. I've never been physically violent towards my wife. And other people are like, yeah, you have, Lee, because you know what? My husband was. Like, not all narcissists are. Like, there's not, like, a one-size-fits-all shirt that narcissists wear. Like, hey, you finished that shirt, narcissist? My narcissistic brother or sister, you finished with that shirt? Let me try it on and see if it fits. One-size-fits-all. Nope. That's why I don't like the blanket statements of narcissism. You mean just like, all narcissists are this. I get the you know, all narcissists are bi comments. All narcissists are hiding their, you know, sexuality behind masks and stuff like that. I was like, no, all narcissists are not. To each their own. You know, I love my gay brothers and sisters, my transgender brothers and sisters, you know, my non-binary folks. You know, I love y'all. Y'all, you know, live the life you want to live. But I just don't like when people just try to put a blanket statement on all narcissists. Like, hey, Lee, can you talk about narcissists and bisexuality? I'm like, how would I talk about that? You know, I don't have any, like, people, I don't think that just sticks to narcissists. You know, that's just not a one size fits all type of thing. You know, I had this one woman on TikTok one time that was all narcissists into, like, doing it with animals. I was like, what in the hell are you talking about, woman? Like, the blanket statements, you know what I mean? But not only, like I said, the hatred that, like I said, that narcissists sometimes tend to feel about their significant others for how they make them feel, that hatred and that disdain can be generated towards children too. That's where you get the scapegoat child comes into play, where the narcissist blames that child for everything. You know, blames the child, treats the child worse than he treats the other kids, or she treats the other kids. You know what I mean? Just overall, it's a terrible person towards their kids, because their kids shine that mirror back out, shine that mirror, hold their kids or the significant others, or their friends or whatever, whoever it is in the narcissistic relationship paradigm, hold that mirror up to the narcissist, and the narcissist, we don't like what we see, like, kind of like the like a vampire, you know, a vampire sees their reflection, they just burst into flames. They're kind of like narcissists, like, I don't like it, you know what I mean? Really, because deep down internally, like, you know, narcissists, like, we are uncomfortable with who we are deep down. I know, just this is, let me speak from personal experience. Like, I just know deep down I'm uncomfortable with who I am still to this day. I'm getting more comfortable with who I am, and that's what the goal of therapy is, to be more comfortable with my true self, whoever that is. I'm still trying to figure out who my true self is. But the mirror that my wife and
look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Kids hold up to me now, doesn't always reflect badly towards me anymore. I think I have good reflections now. I think I have good memories and good times as well now. I think I reflect back good energy because I've been around her so long, and being in therapy and putting in work, that I've been able to absorb some of her good energy, absorb some of my kids' good energy. I got the best kids, y'all. My kids are amazing people. You know what I mean? In spite of having a narcissistic dad for most of their lives, you know what I mean? My kids are amazing people. In spite of me, not because of me, in spite of me, sometimes. Yeah, I'm better now. But yeah, like, so the narcissist, sometimes they hate you. Like, I know that sucks to hear, but like I said, and sometimes, like, I know the way I described it in his podcast or in his video and whatnot, the way I described it is not a one size fits all thing either, because sometimes the narcissistic person will really hate you and want to put you down in the dirt. And that's when you start shifting to the sociopaths and the antisocial people, when they start shifting a little bit more to the no empathy, not the lack of empathy, because narcissists have a lack of empathy, not no empathy. You know, I know people get that confused all the time. Narcissists don't feel, they have no empathy. One of the main traits of narcissism is lack of empathy. It doesn't say no empathy. So if I have $10 and you have $0, I have a lack of money, but you have no money. You see how that works? Narcissists have a lack of money. Not no money, like you slide the scale a little darker on a dark triad. You know what I mean? We start adding in the sociopathy and the psychopathy. So some of y'all are dealing with, you know, actual psychopaths. You're not just dealing with normal narcissists. You're dealing with the you know, narcissist 2.0, the crazy, the Dexters of the world. You know what I mean? Dun 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 dun. No, you're dealing with those people. Dun dun. You know what I mean? But No. But through it all, learn to love yourself more. You know what I mean? Learn to love yourself more. Learn to do stuff by yourself and learn not to have, try not to let the narcissistic person in your life, if you can't leave them, if you don't want to leave them, try not to let that person be your main source of affection and love and care and stuff like that. And then by doing that, you take your power back and you're able to live somewhat of a normal existence. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Narcissist Code. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Y'all know I do. I really do. If you haven't already, like and subscribe. If you listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me. Please, please. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all because as much as y'all learn from me, I learn more from you. Mental illness is out, and I'm, as always, I'm grateful. Peace.